reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisee said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priest could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions." Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are now in the second day of the octave of Christian unity. And in today's Gospel, Jesus points out one of the essential parts of bringing about that unity. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. God has given us the Christian Sabbath, Sunday, as precisely something to help us to return to who we really are and to help the church to become what God calls her to be. In 1998, Pope John Paul II wrote a beautiful letter to all Catholics called Dies Domini, on the Lord's Day. And in it, he said, Sunday is the day of the church. It's a day where Catholics return to their true identity, where all Christians are called to come and worship together. If we are going to become little Christs, anointed like David was in the first reading, to seek what Christ seeks, to be other Christs in the midst of the world, then we must want unity the way he does. And Sunday is the way it begins. Begins with church and the unity here, and then it's meant to spill out into a loving union with family members, with neighbors, with all those we know. Sunday is becoming more and more just part of a weekend, not something that brings us back to who we really are, which was why God rested on the seventh day in the beginning, to teach us the importance of that day so that we don't live to work. But Sunday is also a day in which we're called to grow in that authentic love for God and others, which always unites. In the first reading, we see another aspect of how the Lord is calling us to work in his kingdom for unity. He sends out Samuel the prophet to anoint. And eventually, as we see in this great drama, he anoints David, who would become king, but not just become king. He would be the one with the task of uniting the tribes of Israel. David became not just a symbol of unity, but an agent of unity. He was anointed with oil. God was with him in a similar way to the way we were anointed with the Holy Spirit in confirmation. And that Holy Spirit wants to make us one body, one spirit in Christ Jesus. That Holy Spirit wants each of us to cry out, as St. Paul says, Abba, Father. And it's when we recognize that we're all sons and daughters of the same Father that we begin to recognize that we are sisters and brothers of each other. So today, as we come forward, conscious of the fact that the Eucharist is called to make us one in Christ. And unless we desire that unity with each other, we receive the Lord in Holy Communion unworthily. Let us ask the Holy Spirit, as he is about to overshadow me in this bread and wine, to make it Christ, to overshadow each of us, to make us, in fact, that one body, that one spirit in Christ that the Lord Jesus himself prayed for during the Mass we're about to enter.